Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. Rolling and recording. I mean, I'd like to say rolling, but I'm really just kind of chilling here, not making any progress on the freeway. Anyway, I want to jump right into the idea of what to do when your first plan doesn't work. And I say this from the self-defense context because whenever I teach a seminar to beginners, there's always one person that says, well, what if this happens? And they put themselves in the absolute worst case scenarios, which can happen, yes. But those self-defense scenarios are not only what could happen because of what the assailant is doing. It would be from a string of bad decisions on your part. It's kind of like the old cliche thing where they say, well, if you're walking down a dark alley at night, well, don't walk down dark alleys at night. That's simple. And when I show a technique, let's say for a front grab, and they say, what if the person really does this? Or if they really do that? The answer is keep using the technique because it works. If someone grabs you by the neck and they're super strong, I always have a chain of techniques to make them let go. And everything that you do is a combination, not everything you do, but let's say for a two-handed front choke, you're pinned against the wall, right? There are five or six techniques that are really practical that I teach for that. And people say, if I teach, let's say, let's call it A through E. And I say, well, what if A doesn't work? I say, then go to B. And they say, what if that doesn't work? Then go to C. Then you keep doing this stuff, right? And then if that doesn't work, you do A and then C and then E and then B and then A again and then B and then E and then D and then... You run these techniques as a chain so that they work. They will eventually work because every hold, everything is escape proof. There's nothing foolproof out there. There just isn't, right? So when I hear people talk about how they wouldn't know what to do if a technique doesn't work, the answer is simple. Do it again. Simple as that. It's like throwing punches. If you throw three hard punches at somebody, you don't knock them down, reset, take a deep breath, and throw three more hard punches. If that doesn't work, you move your feet, move your head, reset, and throw three more hard punches. That's just the way it works, people. And I don't know why that seems to be so complicated. And it's not just in the world of stand-up self-defense. For example, If you're doing jujitsu and someone is on top of you, mounted, you learn how to upa, mount, bridge and roll, as they say, or you learn the elbow escape. Now, those two things always work. You just have to put yourself in a position to be able to use them again. You don't lay there flat and go upa, elbow, upa, elbow. You go elbow, 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 upa, 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 elbow, upa, upa, elbow, elbow, like so on and so forth, right? Which is to say that if I step into you and you step to me and I throw three fire punches, boom, 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 three times I hit you and it doesn't do the damage I was hoping it would have. And I go, ah, crap. I move my feet to the side. I start looking for an exit. And when you don't have anything else to do, boom, 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 throw three more punches and so on. When wrestlers shoot for a takedown and don't get it, you know what they do? They shoot another takedown. And then they shoot another takedown. Some people, their whole game is to shoot the takedown just to make you tired of defending the takedowns. And it may not be that first attempt that does it for you. I don't understand why people think that in self-defense, especially in self-defense, that the first thing that you do is going to work for you in exactly the same way that you practice it in your school. It probably won't. Not exactly. And that's why you have to practice techniques that are really, really efficient and extremely dangerous if they were applied in something less than a self-defense context. For example, one of the things I like to do when someone is pinned to the wall with two hands by the neck, I like to snake in between the hands and come straight down the face with a tiger's claw to the eyes. Let's say that doesn't work. for some reason, maybe their elbows are pinched together in some kind of way. Then you pin the hands and you throw the crane's beak to the eye. And if it's not that, then it's a tiger's mouth to the throat. And if it's not that, it's a four-finger honshu followed by a tiger claw. And then the tiger's mouth to the throat. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's never just one thing. You got to run it. You got to run it. If you play, you have to run together as a chain. If you play basketball and you miss a shot, what do? You keep shooting. That's the way it works. And I think there's this weird idea that everything is going to work the way you practice it the first time. No, because sometimes the initial shock or the fear or the anxiety can cause you to work in a way that is less optimal than how you practiced. It probably will. So, the best way to put yourself in a position to win or survive or escape is to use the techniques that you know over and over and over again without fail. If I throw a jab at you and I miss, I'm going to jab again. And then I'm going to back fist. And then I'm going to throw the reverse punch. And then I'm going to jab again. And then I'm going to throw the reverse punch. And then I'm going to throw the back knuckle. So on and so forth. That's how this works, folks. There's no magic formula for being able to land the perfect shot every time. In judo, you try to get a throw and miss. So you have to re-engage with your gripping. In wrestling, you may have someone sprawling you or stuff your takedown because their hips were lower than yours. You readjust and you shoot again. Whatever it is you do, you've got to get used to the idea of doing it more than one time. Because it's dangerous to think that it's going to turn in your favor every time. When I teach self-defense videos, one of the things I like to do, one of the things I love to do, is after I throw the initial self-defense technique out there, what I do is I show myself in the video re-engaging if necessary, or resetting myself as if the techniques didn't work and you have to do it again. Because there's no 1, 2, 3 done. Not really. It'd be nice. It'd have made my life a lot easier when I was a skinny little kid. But the fact of the matter is, oftentimes, you're giving up size and strength and weight, especially for the ladies out there, because people don't want to fight. They want a victim. They want someone who they can push around and manhandle and womanhandle and all of these things. So just keep in mind why you need to think in what I call the burst approach. I call it the tri-burst. Our family, we call it the tri-burst. Whether it's a single technique like a jab, cross, hook, or a back knuckle, jab, cross, or it's a string of techniques like headbutt, elbow, elbow, you do it 3 times at least until your opponent or would-be assailant has been subdued. I think that's it, folks. I think that's all I got for now. Please check me out at martialartsoakland.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under Thomas Kempo Karate. But by far the most important thing is please be kind to yourselves and each other.